The text for the homily consists of the first two verses of the lesson for the day, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 5 and 6. For we do not proclaim ourselves, we proclaim Jesus Christ as Lord, and ourselves as your slaves for Jesus' sake. For it is the God who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Those are the words of our text. Grace to you and peace from Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Which word or words describe your understanding of who you are as a Christian? Slave? Servant? Minister? In our text, St. Paul refers to himself and to St. Timothy as the people's slaves for Jesus' sake. Slaves were bought and sold. A slave was the possession of the person who owned him. A slave was expected to be willing to defend his master, even if it meant the slave's death. Numerous English versions translate the Greek word for slave by servant. This is what the Revised Standard Version does. The servant does not necessarily carry with it the sense of commitment implied in the word slave. Servers in restaurants are there to help the customer enjoy a meal. But they do not do much more than that. At the same time, the word servant seems to have more of a sense of commitment in church circles. During my days on the seminary's placement committee, I had the opportunity to read the letters that accompanied call documents. One of the pleas contained in many of the letters was, "Please send us a candidate with a servant attitude. We would greatly appreciate a candidate who is willing to call on the sick and the elderly, who will make visits in the homes, who has a love for children and youth." A term related to servant is the term minister. The word minister suggests love and concern for others that is expressed not only in words, but in actions. According to the King James Version, our Lord Jesus Christ said of himself, "The Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many." I need to point out that the New Revised Standard Version and most other English versions translate the words "be ministered unto" and "to minister" by "to be served" and "to serve." The Holy Spirit, the author of light, has shined in our sin-darkened hearts through the light of God's Word. Through holy baptism, he claimed us for God. We have been bought with a price, the price of Christ's suffering and death on the cross, his shed blood. We belong to God. God owns us. God possesses us. Rightly understood, we are God's slaves. We have been called to be God's servants to the other persons who inhabit God's world. We have been called to minister to the many and various needs, physical, spiritual, and eternal, of the people around us. We are to proclaim and act out God's love for people as revealed in the suffering, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ our Lord, who came to minister to and to serve us and all people, even unto death. Which word or words describe you? Slave? Servant? Minister? If we would put the question into the form of a multiple choice question, you would probably look for another entry, all of the preceding. Now may the God of peace, who brought back from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, the great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of the eternal covenant, make you complete in everything good, so that you may do his will, working among us that which is pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be the glory forever and ever. Amen.